We're at the Orion Sports Centre at Heriot Watt University, and I'm delighted to be joined now by a real trailblazer, Mike Brace, who was, I believe, the UK's first Paralympian at the Winter Sports. Am I correct, Mike?
That's right. We were the first group of athletes who were vision impaired that competed in the first Winter Paralympics in 76, and that was also the first year for the Summer Games where the vision impaired were included as well. So
it's not that far away, was it? Where did they hold the Winter Games?
The Winter Games were in a place called Örnsköldsvik in Sweden. Mm-hmm. And they were pretty basic.
And what was your discipline? Were you skiing?
I was cross-country skier, along with four other vision impaired athletes and one amputee skier. So he did the alpine, and the five vision impaired athletes did the cross-country events.
And how did you get on?
Did pretty well. We certainly didn't finish last, and as basically the one of the only non-snow countries.
Yeah, I'm sure they all thought you might have. So
exactly.
You must have proved a few people wrong.
Exactly.
And what was the experience like?
It was phenomenal, because you were really thinking yourself as trailblazers, and we poorly equipped, poorly supported, but still did incredibly well as a group of athletes.
And back then, where would you have been training and practicing for the event?
Well, originally they had two plastic cross-country trails, one up here in Scotland and one down in Aldershot, next to the army barracks in Aldershot. So we would go down to the Aldershot cross-country track, and literally it was like train lines with an artificial sort of grass over the top of it. And then you skied around these tracks and then trained with the army on the sand dunes down there.
Amazing. Real trailblazer. And you've been involved with Paralympics GB ever since?
I have. I went to five Paralympics as a competitor, and then four more Summer Games as a manager, and then four more when I became chairman of Paralympics, the association. I then went as head of delegation to four of the Summer Games as well. So I've done 13 games in all, 9 winter and 4 summer.
You've probably forgotten more than the rest of us know combined then.
It certainly goes back over 5 generations, I suppose.
Yeah.
It is pretty phenomenal. And seeing the success has been really, really fantastic. And
what are you excited for this one round the corner, the Italian Games?
I think obviously that we've suddenly blossomed in things like the alpine areas. Sadly, the cross country areas that I was involved in, I've just been speaking to Scott, the one competitor in the cross country in the Sitski, and so I've been boosting him and stuff like that. But I think the alpine and then the newer disciplines, the snowboarding and stuff, is just really exciting to just see the expanse that
It looks good fun, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Would you like to see more visually impaired people getting involved?
I think so. I'm still involved with the annual trip to a place called Beiterstolen, and that still goes and introduces vision impaired people to winter sports of Aurelia right across the board. And this year I think we're going to have probably the biggest group going that we've ever had. So I think there's going to be over 50 people mainly with a vision impairment going this year. And that's a chance for people to at least sample cross-country, alpine, snowboarding, etc. So again, and it's largely linked through Metro Sports in London that we always sent a group of people over there. So there are opportunities. So if people are generally interested in wanting to have a look, I think this year's probably fully booked. But for next year, then we'll get in touch.
Brilliant talking to you, Mike Brace. Thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Great pleasure. Thank you.